1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The next winter storm is on the way into western Colorado, with snow expected to begin late today. The National Weather Service predicting a trace to 2 inches of snow possible in the Grand Valley. Mountain travel to be negatively impacted, with snow-covered roads and poor visibility in falling and blowing snow. 5 to 15 inches expected over the mountains by sunset tomorrow, with much colder air moving in behind the system. CDOT is looking into building housing for snowplow drivers in resort towns. The agency has had a plow driver shortage for years and deals with it by moving drivers to cover areas with no teams on hand. CBS 4 says CDOT offers stipends for housing for some locations and is trying to stay competitive on the pay scale. They say so far it's working, but a storm that hits the entire state at one time would definitely be an issue. Gas prices in Colorado are headed down, the average down 10 cents in the last week to $3.20 a gallon. According to GasBuddy.com, the cheapest unleaded in Grand Junction is at Sam's Club for $2.85. Diesel is $4.79. In Delta, the lowest unleaded is $3.25, $3.21 in Montrose. A class action lawsuit blaming Xcel Energy for causing or contributing to the Marshall Fire last December is moving forward. According to the Denver Post, a Denver judge rejected a motion by Xcel to dismiss the suit. The fire burnt more than 6,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 homes and businesses in Superior, Louisville, Lafayette, and unincorporated Boulder County. A Netherlands company is opening shop in Grand Junction, supplying aftermarket parts for wind turbines across the country. Spares in Motion, located on 27 and a half road near Las Colonias Park. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.